today's episode is sponsored by our premium Patreon subscribers, Madonna Hines with a Sexy J, Chrissy Dougherty, and Mia Hansen Aloha. Thanks.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me, as usual, is the always hilarious, always wonderful, always spectacular Ronnie Karam from trashtalktv.com and the Rosebrook Special Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How is it going?
So good on this fine Wednesday night, Ben.
Yeah, we are recording right after Housewives just finished airing. I mean, we've been like really on top of it almost accidentally because of the wonky podcast schedule we've had to do since I've been here in New York for Passover. It's forced us to actually be more timely than ever before.
I know. I kind of like it. I kind of like doing it at night. But unfortunately, yeah, in real life, that doesn't always work.
Yeah, it's not really sustainable. It's been really, in certain ways, it's been cool because we get the podcast up early. But I know once I come back to LA, I'm going to be like, I want my nights back.
Yeah, you're a social animal.
And by social animal, you mean I'm someone who was playing like Settlers of Catan every other night. So yes,
that's social. For me, it just keeps me more sober doing it at night because I'm like, I can't get shit faced till we do the podcast.
This is exciting because I'm hoping that we have a whole bunch of new listeners today because our podcast has been featured on the very front page of iTunes, which is bonkers. I don't think we've ever been on the front page of iTunes. I think we've been on the front page of our section, the TV and film section, but never before, like with all the celebrities.
Never before on iTunes, okay? I know it was showing the that S-Town podcast, which is like the big new popular podcast that everybody's watching. It was like S-Town, and then below it said Watch What Crappens, and I was like, yeah, we just totally brought that one down.
Yeah,
down to the gutter.
It's literally like S-Town. It says something. It's like an NPR thing. S-Town. Two other things I haven't heard of. Bernie Sanders' new podcast, and then it's like Watch What Crappens. So it's like, hey, y'all. Welcome to this totally unprofessional podcast. If you're looking for Bernie Sanders, you've come to the wrong place.
I have not listened to the Bernie Sanders podcast, but I will because I love a screaming old man. I wanted him to be president so bad just so I could listen to him yell at people. I loved it.
It would have been funny. Well, you can still hear him yell. He just will yell with less authority. So anyway, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We love having you on if you're just seeing what it's all about. It's just us talking about Bravo, and we do it every single day, 5 times a week, and we talk about a lot of Bravo stuff. And in May, there's going to be even more Bravo stuff on the airwaves, but for right now, our primary concern for today is Real Housewives of New York City.
Let's face it.
Let's face it.
It's Wednesday, okay?
Okay. Ramona Singer's here to say welcome to Hump Day, okay?
Ramona Singer is already fucking bonkers. She's gone bonkers. She went bonkers in the first episode with her, get a brain the wind. And she just continues to spiral down Bonkersville. And I love it. She hasn't been this bonkers at the very beginning of a season since she was starting her true renewal. Okay, Bethany, I'm having a party on a boat to celebrate true renewal. Okay, it's amazing because I'm renewed. Okay, I'm a totally different woman. Okay.
Okay.
Get me off of this boat. Like, seriously, I can't.
Like, literally, I can't. Like, I don't want to be in a boat. Like, honestly, you need a bigger boat for Ramona, not just for the shark. Like, literally, I can't. I can't. Get me off. The thing is, Ramona spent last season trying to be peacemaker, and it probably was weird for her, and now she's ready to be crazy again, because she's definitely letting it out, which is great. We love it.
Yes, that's how I prefer my my Ramona, for sure.
And by the way, the peaceful version of Ramona is still 10 times crazier than a normal person. This is just, we're talking about in the context of Ramona. She's being crazier than usual.
Yeah, she's crazier than usual, but she's still pretending that she's a peacemaker. She does all this horrible stuff and then says things like, but I was just trying to make peace, okay? Like, I'm the most supportive person that anybody's ever had in their life.
Okay. You know what the world needs more of right now? Ramona Singer. That's what the world needs. I'll fix everything, okay?
All I've tried to do is support Luann, okay? Like, I can't believe she's so upset.
Okay. Let's face it. She's too sensitive, okay? Whoa, this is crazy. This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. And Geraldine Parsons Smith came over and said, you know what? You're not sensitive at all. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be sensitive. And to this day, I will always be sensitive around Luann. Okay?
Okay.
I don't even know what I just said.
So we open this episode at Sonia's house. And I know it's going to be a good episode because whenever Sonia opens up with a good line, it always leads to a good episode. And she did. She said, she's looking at herself in the mirror and she's like, so much better since I started dyeing my eyebrows.
And of course, by dyeing my eyebrows, she means finding a magic marker and drawing on them every morning. A magic marker. She keeps like, you know, she buys like 5 sets of Crayola magic markers at a time. She's like, well, you know how this way, if your blue marker runs out, you always have a backup. Where's Pickles? Pickles, get a Crayola marker from box number 3.
Poor Pickles is stuck in customs somewhere. You know she is.
She's still trying to figure out an invoice from the Crayola factory.
And then she calls her new intern, Connor. Mm-hmm. She says, we need chocolate. Connor, can we have chocolate at your earliest? Sonia is that little girl who's just always pretending to play school in her house. And it's just a bunch of teddy bears. And she's saying things like, oh, you did great on your school today. Here's a piece of candy. And just watches them and waits for them to unwrap it. And it never happens.
She plays tea. She does tea time. Except it's not tea. It's yacht. She's like, oh, well, how lovely that the Nigerian soccer team has come here to my yacht. And she's like sitting in her bedroom. With some old like Howdy Doody dolls and a Papa Smurf.
These shoes are Gucci.
Oh, so, excuse me, everyone. The president of Taiwan is trying to say something, and it's like Figment from Disney World.
So Tinsley, we meet Tinsley in this episode. She comes over with one of those gigantic Ubers,
yes,
and she's got her luggage in the back. And Sonia, she's bringing in pillows and stuff. And Sonia says, oh, you needed to bring your own pillows, Tins?
She's like, yes, I don't sleep on that.
If Tinsley has a television, she knows to bring her own pillows. She's going to be sleeping in mold. I mean, it takes a very strong person to know that she's entering a very leaky, moldy house with no hot water.
Yes. And by the way, for those of you who are looking for a gigantic Uber, you can use the service Goober. It's late at night.
Hey, Tins.
Hey, Tins. Hey, Tins. And she's like, I'm so excited to be coming in here and, you know, being around mold.
I know her from charity. She's very open-hearted. You know, like me. A lot like me. So she's a desperate slut with a very high entertainment value. I approve.
Basically, they just have famous last names. That's what bonds them. Hey, remember? Yes. Remember when we used to go to yachts together when we were married to people who were important? Yeah, those were good times. Yeah. You want to move in? Sure.
We're going to find a Whataburger, Air Girl. I believe in us.
You know,
Sonia, Whataburger. I see it now.
You know, Tinsley is the socialite that really broke the mold. Like, literally, now that she's moved in, I don't see any more mold. I think she's cleaning things.
She's breathed it all in. An amazing girl. Tinsley dies.
Tinsley. One episode arc before Black Lung takes her over.
It can't be easy ending up on Real Housewives of New York after being married to somebody named Topper. I mean,
oh my goodness.
You know, poor people are just not named Topper.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not.
I think that poor people just don't have double P's in their name. Topper, Chipper, Capper, Bupper,
Tipper, Bopper, Skipper.
Skipper. Like a double P, like name a poor person who has a double P in their name.
Copper.
Nope. Rich. Rich and named after a an element. Bopper. Bapper.
I only have so many double P's in my mind. Okay?
They're not a lot, but whatever double P's there are belong to rich people. Okay. So if you name your child Pepper, you make sure you're rich.
That would actually, you just named a poor person. Pepper is one of the unadoptable orphans in Annie.
She probably has a rich bloodline, and someone failed her along the way, but she's rich inside.
She probably became the great Pepper magnate. Yeah. There was no Pepper before Pepper from Annie.
So I like that as Sonya's giving Tinsley a lay of the land. She's like, by the way, if I'm not here, don't use the elevator physically, because if you get stuck, I won't be able to get you. I'm like, okay, A, how do you not use an elevator physically? And B, I'm just imagining all the corpses in that elevator shaft. I don't know what happened to my last roommate. She got in the elevator. I never saw her again, but there's been a weird stench ever since. Anyway, we'll look into it.
The very last episode, we find out that she's been talking to Pickles this whole time, and it's like Bates Motel. It's just this shriveled up little skeleton stuck in the elevator.
We don't take Sonya the elevator.
Fuck all these imaginary people on sports teams from Nigeria.
She's like, ever since I saw Inception, I never take that elevator downstairs.
But I really admire what Leo's done for the indigenous peoples. I mean, Gucci shoes.
Ever since I saw that documentary about my elevator, what was it called? Silence of the Lambs? You know, I've been scared to go in it.
So, yeah, she's showing her the place, and they start talking. She goes, you want to stay for a year? You could stay for a year. And Tint says, no, just till I find a place. Don't worry. She's like, you want to be uptown or downtown? And she says, well, I'm thinking, you know, maybe downtown. I'll try downtown. And Sonya goes, there's so many young women downtown. So many young, random women. Just
and they all like to wear colors. They all like to wear colors.
There is not one double-peed woman walking around downtown. They're just random faceless people.
Single peas like Stephanie's and Patricia's.
Coming in off the Staten Island Ferry.
And she's like, but then Tinsley's like, yeah, but they're different kind of guys down there. They're like techie guys. She's like, you're not going to date a techie guy.
And she says, oh, well, I'm trying to branch out. Wow. Good for you. It's like, I'm trying to find a man with an actual job.
She's like, I want a triple P where they're all scattered throughout the name.
I'm going for an apple. There, I said it.
So then we cut to Bethany.
Speaking of skeletons, yeah. Let's see what Carol's up to. So it's Halloween, and we get
we see Carol hanging on a balcony. Yeah. Go on.
It has a motion detector, and every time someone passes, she goes, Hillary.
When you made that noise just now, it's like it sounded like one of those machines that self-cleans itself. Redundancy. But either way, you're like, I can't do it. You do it so well. So is the coffee ready? So Bethany is dressed for Halloween. She's in a cat costume, and she's like, I'm an alley cat. Like, literally, I can't. Like, honestly, it's like a cat.
What am I, a cat right now?
Like, what am I, Mr. Mosafleys? No, I'm like an alley cat. Like, honestly, am I Kirstie? No, I'm like alley cat. Like, I can't. Like, honestly, just like find a dog and just like chew me to death. Like, honestly, I can't. My wall's up.
Carol's here. You know what? Literally, all I want is for Carol to say something positive. Like, is that even possible? Like, here I am. I'm dressed like a cat. Will she even say something? I mean, she has two cats. Has she even said anything positive about them? Like, seriously, Carol.
Like, seriously, like, my wall's up.
What did Carol do?
My wall's up, and my wall's up, and I'm walking between both of them.
Kill her. Say it again. My wall's up and what?
My walls are up, and I'm walking between both of them because I'm an alley cat.
I'm literally climbing up a wall right now.
Like, literally, I'm looking for trash. I'm, like, on trash cans right now, and I'm, like, scaring people, and I'm, like, looking for little mice. Like, literally, I can't. If you ask me again about if I've eaten yet tonight, I'm going to be on the floor crying. Like, I'm an alley cat. I can't eat.
Carol sees her, and she's like, Bethany's like, there, I knew it. You couldn't just say something positive.
Carol's like, Carol's like, you're dressed for Halloween and none of us are. We're shooting with you and you're in a Halloween costume. And that's not what we're here to shoot. What else am I supposed to say?
He goes, are you going out? Bethany says, no, I'm going to the fucking preschool, Carol. What do you think I'm going to do right now? Like, dress like this? Seriously?
Carol's like, are you being facetious or are you actually going to preschool right now? I don't know what's about.
So, Bethany is going to the Hamptons next weekend. Like, literally Hamptons. Like, Hamptons. Literally tons. So, Ramona comes over.
This is great.
It's like, hi, it's me, Ramona. Okay, can I leave my shoes on? Like, seriously, I'm not comfortable without my shoes.
I don't feel good without shoes, okay? Literally, I can't. I'm sorry. The shoes stay on. I'm sorry, Bethany. But the reason
you gotta wear shoes is for the dog. Like, you gotta wear shoes. Like, seriously, what are you gonna walk around and hit this dog? So you're gonna wear shoes? She goes, look, you just stepped on the dog. You literally just stepped on the dog. And she goes, no, it was the foot, okay? It was just my foot.
It has nothing to do with the shoe, okay? And Bethany's like, you kicked him on the heel. No, it was the side of my shoe. Dogs are resilient, like babies, okay? Whoa, this is crazy. I'm just remembering now. I remember this one time when I was a little baby, okay? And I wanted my rattle. And I was like, mama, I want my rattle. Ba, ba, ba. And my mama said, here's your rattle. And then Geraldine Parson Smith came in and said, no baby deserves a rattle. Here's what a baby deserves. And she threw me on the floor. And guess what? I'm still alive. So I'm resilient, like a baby, okay? And to this day, I'll never touch a rattle. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Bethany. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you know, babies. You just kick them. That's totally babies, hamsters, you know, little cute bunnies, whatever. Just kick them. That's what they're there for. Resilient. Just bounce them off a wall, Ramona.
They're like a football. You just spike them. By the way,
I can't believe you didn't even acknowledge the dogs. Like, you literally just stepped on one of my dogs with the side of your foot or whatever. You didn't even acknowledge them. She goes, well, maybe it's because you didn't send me pics, okay? Like, maybe I'm being a little passive aggressive. Like, who introduces someone to their dogs without even showing them pictures first on Instagram or whatever, okay?
Okay. And you know what? Let's face it. They're not even yellow, like sunshine, okay?
Carol says, no, you're not being like passive aggressive. You're the definition of passive aggressive. She Bethany goes, why would I think of giving you pictures when I'm getting dogs? Like, who does that? Ramona's like, fine then. Okay, I'm going to go see the dogs right now. Like, I'm really into it. I'm serious. Hi, dog. Oh, wow. Look at the dog. It's kissing me. This is crazy. What a dog. Are you happy? I love your dog. This is the weirdest fucking scene. Everybody's in crazy town in this scene.
And she's like, yeah, basically. Sorry. So basically Ramona is like dealing with the dogs, putting in this weird lip service, you know, being like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say hi to your dog unless he asks me out on a date. I'm sorry. But either way.
I'm single and ready to mingle, okay? I'm not going to take abuse from some like single dog I've never even met before. Buy me dinner, dog. So we find out that she's really mad because Bethany's only there for you when she needs you, okay? Like, if she's sick, then we text each other. And then we get a clip of when Bethany was, like, bleeding in the Home Goods or whatever. And Ramona's like, okay, I brought you a book. And I'm just going to sit in the corner and read the book, okay? So that you know I'm here.
I'm sorry, but I'll be sitting in the chair, okay? Let's face it, you need company.
My vagina literally just stopped bleeding all over the place because it's so afraid of you sitting in a chair in my house. So thanks for healing me. Goodbye. Go. Get out.
Here's some photos of my dogs. Bye. So then Ramona starts gossiping about the conversation that she had with Luann on the previous episode. And basically Ramona's doing the same thing, which is like, look, she's happy. And if she's happy with a man who cheats on her with any floozy in the Regency, then fine. I'm happy for her too. I'm happy that she can be ignorance and bliss. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Sorry.
Ignorance is bliss. Okay. I just told her, like, I don't understand. I've been having your back. And she said I've been having people investigate her. Like, seriously? Whatever. And Kara's like,
no one's been investigating her. I worked at ABC News for 15 years. I know what investigation is. Hillary for president. I'm with her.
Literally, like I'm not even trying to investigate. Like, I just have to look. Like, people send me these photos. Like, it's like the simplest thing in it all. Like, honestly, I could be Sherlock Holmes. Like, honestly, like, it's not even elementary. It's like, it's beyond elementary. It's like simple. It's like the most basic thing. It's like basic investigation. Like, literally, like 48 hours, CBS investigates, but Bethany investigates. Like, I don't think my wall's up. If I have to hear anymore, my wall's up.
So Luann is still living that girl life, where she's walking around with her daughter Victoria. Oh, look at us out on the town. You know, I thought it would be a good time to buy a hat since we're going to a tea party, a Mad Hatter party, because you wear hats there, right?
What better reason to buy a new hat? Let's go to Suzanne Couture Millinery. Millinery.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, hello. Great to see you, Suzanne. She's like, well, hello. Welcome to Suzanne's hats. Oh, Suzanne and I go way back.
Mm-hmm. Would you believe it?
Would you like to try something on?
Would you believe it? She has a hot pink number to match my sweater. How amazing.
So then she starts complaining because none of her friends will listen to her anymore. And she's not really talking to anybody at this point. Yeah. So she's stuck with Victoria, you know, who's like, well, I could sell another Vag painting if I just film another couple of scenes with my mom. So she's like her sounding board for this. And Luann's saying, well, I'm just so disappointed in Sonia because she's been saying crazy stuff like, I'll be here for her if the marriage doesn't work out. Can you believe it, girls? Can you believe it, Suzanne? Hey, Suzanne, do you have a hat that doesn't believe it? I would love to wear a disbelieving hat to this Mad Hatter party.
Suzanne, do you have a hat that we could just put on Sonia's head that just covers up her entire face so she can't stop saying these awful things about Tom? Would you believe it? She said another one just now.
She's talking out both sides of her face.
We need a hat to cover up one side. So that way only one side talks.
So, she's the only person on the Upper East Side who can talk out of both sides of her face. Frankly, it's creepy. Can you believe it, girls?
And don't get her one of those balaclavas that has a hole cut out for the mouth, because that just ruins everything. We need a full hat.
I love that they keep showing clips of Sonia pretending to cry when Ramona was gaslighting Sonia on that boat, and she's like, I'm so sorry you're upset about Tom. I'm not upset about Tom. Yeah, you're so upset. I'm so sad you're crying right now about Tom. I don't care about Tom. I just fucked him a couple of times. You are so miserable about Tom. She's like, oh my God, I'm so miserable about Tom. And I'm here for you. Now, lay down. Let me step on you, okay?
He was the love of my life. Basically, Luann is...
baby.
But meanwhile, back over at Bethany's place, Ramona is now starting to talk about Tinsley, as she calls her. Tinsley Mortimer is moving in with Sonia. At which point my dad was in the room and my dad goes, Tinsley Mortimer. I was like, you know who that is, Dad? He's like, no.
Okay. But your dad has heard of the steakhouse. He's like, wait a minute. Where do I recognize that name from? Took your mother there for a third anniversary.
He's like, what's that voice I hear on the TV? Oh, yes, that's right. It's every single woman I've ever heard on a flight leaving New York City.
I like that Ramona is just always offended. Ramona and Bethany are always offended right away at the new ones. And she says Tinsley. Like,
yeah.
People would say, oh, look, it's Tinsley McGee, you know? Like, look over there, Tinsley McGee.
Well, they say Tinsley, she's like already offended. Like tinsel instead of Tinsley. It's like, oh, look, it's Tinsel. Tinseltown. Tinseltown's living with Sonia. Ramona,
stupid,
what are you talking
Ramona.
About? So anyway,
yeah, I know her. She was like a socialite or something. Like, seriously, like, who is that? Like, Tinsley, like, she had everything and then it all came crashing down to the ground. I mean, that was horrible. I can't even understand that at all. I just sold my apartment for $6 million. Anybody want to celebrate? I'm a kitty.
The one thing I know about Tinsley Mortimer is that I'm gonna have a great time not talking to her. Okay, what's the matter? Give me, come on, talk, what's going on? I need to talk to you instead. What's the matter?
Well, I know who she is, because she was always in the photos, okay? Like, there were just photos, and then she was in them. And I was like, who's that girl? It's like, Tinsley McGee over there. I can't even say it. It's not hard to say.
Tinsley?
No, I'm trying to say Tints McGee, and I can't say
it. Wait, is that what Ramona said, Tints McGee?
No, she's just saying in that, like, berating way. Like, oh, people say Tints McGee. You know?
Tints McGee. Like,
Tinsley.
Look at this one. It's another socialite. It's another Tints McGee, okay? Like, I'm sorry. But you know Paris Hilton, okay? Tints McGee. How about you stay married to your wealth, okay?
And Carol says,
she was the one who was stalking her boyfriend.
Oh, God. You better be careful before you throw stones, glass house liver, because Adam has some bleached hair that's going to be pulled out the second he even tries to walk away from you. She'll kill him.
Well, but she has other things on her mind. Primarily the fact that she'll be having an election night party, which is hilarious just because she's going to be so crushed. Poor Carol. Poor Carol.
Something that'll be fun for us. And Bethany, speaking of being crushed, she says,
yeah, she had the whole world at her fingertips, and then it crushed and burned.
Like Bethany just rolling around in someone else's misery. Yeah. And then Ramona's like, she'll get it back. And that's the good thing about this country. And then they all start laughing.
Well, because Carol says this country also. And they're like, oh my God, we both said this country. Wow, we found the American dream in Tinsley Mortimer.
We both fucked really rich people. Both sides of the aisle can come together that you can fuck your way into the American dream. God bless America, okay?
Which then segues into politics. And then, so Carol says she could be having this election night party. And then Ramona's like, you know, I don't know. There are all these emails coming out. There's a lot of things. It's interesting. That's all I'm going to say. Interesting. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, Ramona Singer voted for Trump, didn't she?
What are these emails? What's the FBI holding? What's the FBI not holding?
What's a BCC? What's a CC? What's a receipt? Where are the receipts? Hillary Clinton's got a lot of emails. No receipts. What's up with that?
Yeah. Who's this Vicky? And why is she leaking?
And why she always use that at symbol all the time? No one uses the at symbol. What's that for?
I'm embarrassed for her.
Why does Hillary Clinton have so many subjects? Okay, I don't know if I want to elect someone who bosses so many people around. Enough with the subjects.
So Bethany is just hating all of this. She's like, oh Jesus Christ, just you're gonna talk the whole time. Like, who wants to go to that party? It's just gonna be you talking. And she's like,
well, you know, people like Ramona just parrot headlines, and I actually read the news.
And Bethany says, no, you do the exact same thing. She's like,
no, I read the articles, and Ramona just reads headlines. There was no crime. The guy from the FBI said there's no crime that was committed. And I don't want to be judgy, but I don't want to have a conversation with someone who learns things from comments on Facebook.
Well, you're on the Real Housewives of New York City and not the McLaughlin group, so good luck with that.
She goes, don't be so elitist. Like, you're being so elitist. It's ridiculous, Carol. And she says,
I don't want to be elitist, but I know more than Ramona.
I like the idea of Bethany calling Carol elitist when this is the woman who last week squeezed an extra $500,000 off of her Tribeca loft sale.
For a parking space.
And boasted about it to her intern or her assistants, who were making like $22,000 a year in her Soho loft.
You're such an elitist.
You're such an elitist, seriously? Okay, if I mentioned that I got 500 grand for a parking spot, you know what? I need some support. What's the matter? What about it? Get in here. Oh, what is it, Bethany? You look great.
What's the matter? This election.
That parking spot.
What's the matter? Did Donald Trump park in my parking spot? What's the matter? What's going on? What's going on with the election? She has,
for this year only, she had a new assistant called with the election. What's the matter with the election? What's going on with the election?
So over at Sonia and Tinsley's, Tinsley makes the mistake of coming into Sonia's bedroom.
I wrote down as my first note, Tinsley and Sonia in the morning, and I realize now that sounds like a radio show. Hey, it's Tinsley and Sonia in the morning. Hey, remember when we used to be on yachts with our much wealthier husbands? Yeah, that was a great time. So great. Okay, we'll be back after this.
Tinsley, hey Tinsley, heard you were dating a tech guy. Maybe we can start using my elevator soon. Am I right, guys? The little sound effect people.
And now it's time for the fashion report. The fashion right now is black because I've just been wearing so many colors in Palm Springs. And you know, it's just like, you know, when you wear so many colors for like 4 months, like sometimes you just want to go back to black. Am I right? This has been Tinsley Mortimer with the fashion report.
Tinsley is very excited to be here. I'm just so excited about this, you know, the view, and I'm just back in New York. I'm just so glad. I'm really scared to see my old friends, though, which, you know, is terrifying coming from a very shallow position that she was in. It's like I was on the cover of all the magazines, but not really for doing anything.
Yeah.
When she starts telling us, is this when she tells us about herself?
I
don't think so.
She tells us some. Well, this is when she talks about Topper Mortimer. And then she's sort of like, this is not when she fully gets into what she used to do. That's a little bit later. That's after actually the Dorinda scene, which is coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
But
first
what she
they
does
talk
is,
about Sonia's play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They talk about the play. She talks about wanting to get back in on the scene. What I like about Tinsley is that she guest starred on Gossip Girl, and now she's actually living out the Serena Vanderwolf, whatever her name was, Serena's storyline now. Like, she went away, but now she's back. She's ready to take over the world on the Metropolitan Museum steps.
Will her curling iron have the same power that it used to?
Or will she fall flat?
Tinsley's magical curling iron made me instantly fall in love with her. Yeah. When she said, and this is later in the episode, but she says, yeah, you know, I would be walking down the road. Okay, this is how I became an It Girl. I would go to parties, and one time I was walking down this red carpet, and people started taking my picture. And so the next time I went, I thought, you know what? I'm going to curl my hair. And then I noticed I got so much more attention with curled hair, and so that became my thing. Curled hair.
I was wondering if anyone would ever be able to top Sheena's halter top is kind of my thing. And here comes Tinsley to do it.
Curling iron.
Yeah, curled hair just sort of became my iconic look. I'm like, first of all, it's not even curly hair. It's just like your hair had a curling iron moment earlier, like 2 hours ago. It's not iconic. It's like a very standard look. Like, have you heard of Farrah Fawcett? Have you heard of
her? Have you ever been to church? Like, ever? That's what everybody does. It's like, heat a little rod for Jesus, you know?
It's like, have you ever seen a woman who decided not to keep her hair flat for the day? Have you ever seen Kim Zolciak?
They're never in pictures. That's why they don't exist. So they were talking about her, about Sonia's show, and we get a little clip of it. And basically, Sonia's slapping some young 25-year-old guy on the ass and then making out with him. And poor thing is stuck in like Old Navy cargo pants. I just thought, God, Sonia, this is like sexual abuse, you know? Just cast me in a play. I can just sexually abuse some young person. Yeah. And you know what? You go, girl.
Yeah, you go and you make out with that gay guy. You deserve
it. So Tinsley was married to a man named Copper, and it was Topper. And it was the first guy she ever boned. So she doesn't know what a taint is. You know, yeah. I have a feeling a guy named Topper does not know what a taint is.
No. Or he knows very well. It could go both ways.
Oh, I'm thinking of it. I just feel like guys named Topper don't really have to do much, you know? They're just like all fat and pasty and rich, and they just lay there and make you do all the work.
Drinking drinks and playing golf.
Yeah.
God, that's the life. She really had it. How'd she mess that up, Tinsley? How'd you mess that up?
Oh, man. Good luck finding another double P, Tinsley.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with your double P situation.
So she's saying she's really kind of glossing over her story, because we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Someone sent us a bunch of links that we got to read over, and it's crazy. You know, she just kind of went crazy on this ex. But basically,
she's saying,
yeah, we were very innocent, and, you know, he was my first boyfriend, and then he just started working a lot, and so we weren't together anymore, which isn't really the truth. I mean, from these articles, it was that she wanted to be on TV and was obsessed with fame and stuff like that, and he's like, I'm sick of people calling me bald and pasty. Yeah. I'm rich, and I shouldn't have to put up with this shit. So she's like, bye.
Yeah, he's like, my name is Topper. I own a chopper, and I don't need this lady in my life anymore. I'm going to find the next one.
Put her in the hopper.
And...
Flopper.
So stupid. Popper. So stupid. And I'm going to go listen to some John Bopper right now. Excuse me. The hook brings you back. That was actually Topper singing. Anyway.
So she's telling Sonia, I don't even know how to date. I have no idea. And I thought, this wasn't yesterday.
You know, I hate that bullshit. I hate when you see this on TV. Like, oh my God, like, I'm Tinsley Mortimer, and I don't even know how to date. Like, oh, what do I do with myself? Please, you're a socialite. Your whole life is knowing how to, like, manipulate a situation so that way you could be in front of a camera or whatever. You can certainly handle a date.
And you're talking to Sonia.
Yeah. Mm.
So Sonia's giving her advice. So she's like, age? What age do you want to date? Around the 40s? She says, well, I'm 41, but I froze my eggs. But, you know, I'm not really picky right now. And Sonia says, you're 41, so you're picky. Naturally, you're picky.
Yeah, you're naturally picky.
You're picky by circumstance.
Yeah. You're picky because you're picking up the trash on my floor.
Yeah, and Sonia says, I don't care how old they are, as long as I can take them to the dentist and they don't have bad breath. And we know that that's true, because Sonia's probably still fucking that old-ass guy who was impressed with her napkins.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy.
From last season. He's like, oh, these napkins are the most amazing napkins I've ever seen. Like,
well, there was
after my own heart.
It was a pretty cool story how they were so big, because this way they could wipe their mouth on one little part and then rotate onward. I was sort of inspired. I feel like that's a good life motto.
So then Tinsley starts hinting at her past. She says, ever since Topper, you know, I just made bad decisions. Several times the police were called, and I was dating this guy, and, you know, the police were called a lot, and I just went back to retrieve a bag, but then he had a trespass warning against me that I had no idea about.
Like, and so then my electronic shock collar. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Like, I was climbing up the trellis to his house.
I was breaking the glass to the window, which is, you know, kind of our little joke. And as I was, you know, spreading blood all over the floor, I suddenly realized, maybe he doesn't want me to be here. And that's when the police arrested me.
As I picked up a piece of the glass from the window that I had just shattered to slit his throat to take back the curling iron I'd worked so hard to achieve.
As I was in the middle of giving his pet bunny a warm hot tub on the stove, suddenly the police arrived, and, well, here I am.
So I was threatening to tell Ann Archer lots of nasty stuff about him, but, you know, none of it was lies. He just got so upset.
He got really upset. You know, I mean, one thing led to another, and then I was up in the attic wrestling with Beyonce and, you know, kind of like fell through a chandelier. And then Idris Elba was like, wah. I'm like, okay, no calm bigs. Down.
Gosh, parents just don't understand, am I right? So she's telling us, my mugshot was so embarrassing. I mean, my eyebrows were all over the place. She said, but at least I had lashes on, which explains her opening line where she says,
yes,
you know, lashes can fix everything, even a mugshot. Dun,
yeah, I was wondering. It was one of those, it was like sort of a cool aha moment on The Real Housewives of New York City. It was like, you know, this was as close as we're going to get to the memento on this show. We're like, ooh, wait a second. We're telling it backwards. And now we're understanding. Like, the joke came first, but the explanation came after.
I know this place is going to really shake it up, and they're going to end with a dead guy face down in a pool. People are going to be like, wait a minute.
You know what I think, Tinsley and Mortimer? I think one thing that would have helped her eyelashes not look so crazy in that mugshot was if she got a decent night's sleep. Am I right?
Oh, gosh. You know what, guys? And who's the best ghost on this beautiful Halloween episode? Who's the best, sweetest,
literally, if you
most
ask me again,
friendly ghost?
Literally, if you ask me again about a ghost, I can't. Like, I just moved in this place. If I have to get the Ghostbusters, like, I can't. Like, I don't want to be slimed. Like, I don't want it. Like, I can't. Like, my wall's up and a ghost is coming through. I can't. Stop.
No, seriously, okay? Let's face it. The friendly ghost is Casper, okay? And an in-house team of engineers spent thousands of hours developing the Casper. It's a portive memory foam for a sleep surface that's got just the right sink and just the right bounce. Plus, its breathable design sleeps cool to help you regulate your temperature through the night.
Would you believe that buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free? I mean, this is a Casper. It doesn't even have two P's in it. It's just it's a single P. And yet it feels so luxurious and rich. Casper offers free delivery and free returns with a 100-night home trial, even to Florida, even to the yacht. If you love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Everything. Would you believe it, Tom? Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress or a mistress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend a third of your life on it.
The Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price, Luann. Supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce, just like John.
I'm in a place right now, like, where I can't even, like, even think about anything but, like, my mattress. Like, I just want to get on my mattress and, like, just look at the walls all around me, because those walls represent everything that's, like, in my brain right now. Like, Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. They didn't even talk about Skinny Girl. Like, what's the matter with that? Like, I literally I can't. Like, my wall's up.
Free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything, okay? I'm single and ready to mingle. I need a new mattress, Casper, okay? Well,
let's face it, okay? If you want to get $50 towards any mattress purchase, go to casper.com/crappins, okay? That's, and use the promo code crappins. Terms and conditions apply, okay?
Yeah, get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/crappins and use code crappins.
I'm sorry. I need to say it one more time. Casper.com/crappins, promo code crappins. And guess what? Their box, it's Ramona Blue, okay?
Yeah, literally, don't be a pussy. Get it? Okay, so next we have
Dorinda going to cryotherapy. You know, just resurrecting this old chestnut from the Housewives universe. Cryotherapy.
Would no one ship her a fake little baby in a box that she could pretend a mother for 2 weeks?
Did she not have to do any vagina waxing? I mean, what's going on here? Cryotherapy.
So she's going to cryotherapy. My friend is coming with me. My friend Ramona's coming to meet me, but don't tell her what it is, okay? I want to surprise her. It's going to be hilarious.
Ramona probably...
they literally freeze you to death.
Ramona probably thinks it's a place where you have the option to either cry or get therapy. Cryotherapy. Okay, I'll cry. Why not?
Is there an option C, okay? Either way, A, B, or C, I'm keeping on my shoes, okay?
Is there a dog I can step on? I only step on dogs I don't know. I'm sorry. Send a photo next time, okay?
That's my therapy, making dogs cry, okay? So Ramona comes in, and Dorinda's like, why are you dressed for a day? You're not going to do it? She goes, I'm just going to visualize, okay? I have to research it more.
I have to research it. Plus, I have a really hot date down at AOA, my former sports bar.
Ramona's like blushing little girl giggle.
Hey, why are there so many falcons on the windowsill now?
And no secret, your boobs are out and there's birds crashing into the window. So we all know you got a date, Ramona.
I know you're Ramona Singer. You can pull a fast one on a lot of people, but not on me, Dorinda Medley.
So Dorinda starts, you know, hopping around in the cryo tank without Lime. I mean, it's completely disrespectful.
Well, by the way, and we have to also talk about the fact that the guy that brought her into the cryo chamber, or whatever it's called, the pod, the cryotherapist, this guy comes out wearing one of those super hipster hats that you wear when you're going out to a club. He looked like he was going out to a club. I mean, he honestly, Ramona was, who would have thought Ramona was dressed perfectly for this experience? It was like, I was like, this is the cryotherapist. And she's, and Dorinda's like, see, this is what cryotherapy does. See these abs? I'm like, do you not understand that you're being led to your death right now? This man is not qualified.
He's in an Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah. But like one of the trendy versions.
Yeah. So Ramona starts her whole, yeah, you know, all I've been trying to do is be so supportive of Luann. So, you know what? Different strokes for different folks, okay? He can stick his tongue down people's throats, and then she can ignore it. They may like it. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to shut the Pandora box.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way that works. Now, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some, okay?
What are you talking about, Willis? Different strokes, am I right? So Dorinda is still mad at Sonia. So she's trying to get Ramona's trying to get her mad at Luann, and she's trying to get her mad about Sonia. She's like, Sonia's been spreading horrific lies about me. Hurtful, disparaging lies. She's been seeing John's fat. You've been saying that we do coke in bathroom. Like, what the hell? Like, Those are all true.
Yeah.
Ramona's like, she's not saying that to me, okay? As if anyone can ever say anything to Ramona.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Everyone get a word in edgewise.
So they decide, you know, they're both going after their women. And Ramona, she gets in the cry, or Dorinda gets in the cry out. Yeah, Dorinda. And she goes, whoa, that's cold. Is it good for your libido?
Because I'm so hot. My vagina's burning up right now. Hey, Avery, why don't you get in this cryo chamber, okay? It feels like this cryo chamber needs more sunshine. It's a little too cold.
So Tinsley, it's like, yes. Don't shut up, young woman in the city.
Yeah, she's like.
She's like, I'm in a crosswalk with to-go coffee. God, it's crazy being back in New York.
She's having her Carrie what's-her-face name. She's just like walking around like, oh my God, it's a hot dog that I'm going to hold and not really eat. Oh my God, there's an awning. I'm going to take a photo. Oh my God, it's a sidewalk. Oh my God, New York City. Oh my God, I'm back. I'm like, oh.
I'm back and my hair is curled, girls. So she takes this... She takes a cell phone pic of her old apartment building, and she's like, oh, that's sad. You know, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, the Mortimers, we have a history in the city. And when you're married to one of them, people look at you differently.
They look at you differently because they know you'll be unmarried very soon.
So she goes into a store because, you know, that's where people are nice to rich ladies.
Yes.
And the clerk is basically Harvey Fierstein. He's like, yes. Welcome back, honey. Come on in.
Oh, my God. Someone just told me they saw Harvey Fierstein in, like, a suburban Connecticut supermarket. Oh, and they said what he got. And I can't remember what it was, but it was so embarrassing. I was like, how could he call himself a self-respecting gay man? It was, like, something really... really shameful. Oh, I have to come back to you guys with that. I'm so sorry.
Like salami and like off-bread Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, it was just like an embarrassing brand choice. I don't know.
Yeah, and
was.
I feel like one ply. I feel like Harvey buys one ply.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a one ply kind of a guy.
Ooh, those are fighting words. Those are fighting words now.
I just imagine that he says things like I don't want to waste money on two ply. Wow. Isn't it weird that Carol is basically Harvey Fierstein? Wow.
I know.
Mystery yeah, solved.
That's basically it. But we know he buys Charmin because I'm sure he likes bears. So Tinsley, she's like, people often wonder how you become an it girl, and it doesn't happen by mistake. So like when it happened to me, I was on a red carpet and they started taking pictures of me. And then all of a sudden I blew up. I'm like, that's a mistake. That was a mistake. You were an it girl by mistake. And by the way, just because you're into tech guys does not mean that you can be an it girl. Like, okay, that means you're an IT girl.
She's like, I'm a remote control. So she said, yeah, and suddenly I was in Vogue and Harper's Bazaar. This little girl from Virginia.
This little social climbing girl with a curling iron from Virginia.
I literally walked away for 4 years, and I want my life back. I'm walking back in. Would you like to try on some tapestries, hun? Yes, Harvey. Yes.
She needs to see Ursula, you know? And Ursula's going to, like, take her voice, but she's going to get her curls back.
I feel like Ursula wouldn't even put in the effort. She'd be like, that girl's not stealing the seat from me. Let it try.
Yeah, Ursula's just saying, listen, I just got this curling iron from Ross Dress for Less. You can just take it. Honestly, just take it. I got better things.
You want to walk for a while? I'm feeling generous today, hon. Go for it. So Dorinda is at Jonathan Adler with Hannah.
The triumphant return of Hannah. We haven't seen her. We didn't see her at all last season. Now she's back. And the
Hannah's grown up now. She's an adult.
And the big thing is that she is now shopping for a couch. And they're like, so how long is the couch going to take? And they're like, well, the lead time's going to be about 3 months. And Hannah's like, I cannot believe it's going to take 3 months to get my couch. Which I agree with, but at the same time, it's like, well, you're not buying it, so, you know.
Also, what kind of fucking store is that, Jonathan Adler? It takes 3 months to get a couch, seriously. I agreed with her there, but she still is Hannah. She says, 3 months? Mom, I can't go 3 months without a couch. Things live and die and are born in 3 months. That's a really interesting planet Earth that Hannah watched. I think she watched that out of order.
Or she's talking about, you know, Tinsley's career.
So they're basically just looking for a couch. Who cares? Yeah. So Bethany.
By the way, I thought Hannah looked really good. I want to say that. I thought she looked really good.
Yeah. So Bethany, okay. I don't disagree. So Bethany's trying on.
She's organizing her closet with what's the matter.
The ass kisser assistants. These girls are hilarious I have to say, if you're going to pay for a hooker, pay for a nice hooker. You know, some people just want a hooker that's going to be nice to them. And there are people who really are there. Like, they could suck your wiener or they could just be really nice to you. And these girls really are doing well for Bethany because she seems so happy. And she knows that she's just paying them to be nice to her. But they're still making her happy. And I say, you go, girl.
Yeah, exactly. Bethany, you know, I think Bethany's just like purging stuff from her closet, which is something we see all the time. I think we just saw it last week, in fact, from Sonia. So Bethany's like, I don't need this. What was I thinking about when I got this? Like, honestly, like my walls, like literally, if you ask me about this dress, I'll be on the floor crying. I'll be crying onto my dresses. Like, literally, I can't.
These shoes, like, it's dress for success. Like, what are they? Dress for success for hookers. That's what these shoes are. Like, seriously. And the girls are like, those shoes, Bethany. Whoa, what beautiful shoes, Bethany. You look so good in those. Are you sure you can be so generous? Oh, you're such a generous person, Bethany.
Yeah, they have to pretend to be interested in Cookie. Bethany's like, I like a cookie. Look at her. She looks like she's just sitting here. Like, every morning, I think she's dead. I'm getting better about it now. I'm getting better. Like, oh, Bethany.
Oh,
you're
Bethany.
So strong.
Oh, you're so good to Cookie. You're such a strong person, Bethany.
And then Bethany starts telling us about Dennis, her boyfriend. She's like, yeah, you know, like, sometimes we see each other and sometimes we don't. Like, sometimes I see him a lot. Sometimes I don't see him that much. It's, like, pretty good.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah, you know, it's really new for me because, like, I'm just in a me, myself, and I phase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when
when
did that begin again? Like, how long after you were born? I think that's actually what she came out of the womb saying. They're like, wah, wah, wah. Guess what? Listen, guys, I'm going to meet myself in my face. Like, just put me a blanket. Like, honestly, blanket cap. Like, that's what I want.
Wah, wah, wah.
Meet myself in my face. That's it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Like,
that's what
I want. So, Sonia, I get Jesus Christ. You know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, me and myself and I. You know, it's a new face. So Sonia, now this is the big party.
Yes.
At Sonia's house, the mad party. And no one really makes any effort to even listen to the instructions because they know they're just going to a dirty house.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, just bring your own paper towels, you know?
Yeah.
So she's walking around and she says, someone said they couldn't come because of the crevasses in my stones. And I said, then don't come. She's having Tinsley bring over sandwiches. She's got the neighbor over here working.
Everyone's doing stuff. Like, I'm surprised, like, the executive producer of the show isn't there cleaning the windows. You know that, like, the borrowed butler, you know that was probably... It's probably like the driver, like the onset PA or something, like some old PA. Although that wasn't with the butler from, isn't the butler from her like brother-in-law or something like that? The borrowed butler, Patrick Henry, the borrowed butler.
Say Sonia's borrowed butler. And he's like, girl, everything's terrible. It's like just this bitchy, snarky little butler.
Yeah. And then they start talking about, Tinsley is bringing these tea sandwiches from a place called Alice's Cup of Tea or something like that. And then Sonia is discussing what women's reaction is going to be like to Tinsley. She's like, you know, because if girl, you know, women, if there's someone who's younger or prettier, you know, women aren't so happy about that. They want you to do well, but not better than them. Women can be competitive, and they just cut to Ramona. They're like, we'll just get right to this right now.
Sonia. Where are you, Sonia?
She's early, and everyone's like, oh, geez, of course Ramona's early. And she just grabs a sandwich and starts eating it alone outside while screaming Sonia randomly.
Exactly. And she's wearing black, by the way, as is Tinsley. Tinsley has an emotional arc behind it, which is, as we mentioned before, you know, I just spent 4 months down, 4 years in Florida, and, like, the past 4 months, just so many colors. Like, just is really important to get back to black, you know? I just feel like it's really empowering. Like, this is a great arc for you, Tinsley, getting to wear black colors and turning on your curling iron.
And stop saying back to black because, you know, Amy Winehouse didn't turn out so well. And the butler says, she's in black. He's all mad. And Tinsley says, I'm in black. then the neighbor tries to, Sonia, everyone's dissing Ramona in the kitchen. And so the neighbor says, I'll go say hi. I'll greet Ramona. Don't you worry, Sonia. And she's like, good luck with that. So she goes over and she says, hi, Ramona. She says, do I know you? Who are you? Like, do I know you? Let's face it. I don't know who you are. Like, who's your face?
And from the Sacred Heart? Are you from Sacred Heart? No. We just met like last week. Are you at the supermarket? Are you at Stop and Shop? No. Shop, right? No. Whole Foods? No. Oh, you're the woman who works at the subway who gives out the tokens. You know, they should discontinue those tokens. Well, they actually have. No, I'm actually the neighbor. The neighbor. Like, oh, you're the door woman, aren't you? Oh, it's so nice to see you. It's so nice that you went to Bethany's Dress for Success event. No. These are my clothes. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Sacred Heart. Are we back to Sacred Heart again?
Anonymous, eh? I've heard of your videos. What do you think about Hillary Clinton's emails? I know, right?
So the butler's just like making shitty comments about her in the kitchen. And Sonia knows what this can lead to because all of her employees get her in trouble every year, shit talking people. So she says, no, be nice to Ramona. She had a very difficult upbringing. And he goes, get over it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that they're talking about how Mario cheated on Ramona. And Ramona's, and then the butler's like, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because he goes, she was so mean to that wonderful man. And Tinsley says, didn't he cheat on her? And he goes, wouldn't you?
I'll take two Marios and let him cheat all day long if I could get a chance to slather him up in all those pecs like Ramona did.
So Tinsley goes over and tries to say hi to Ramona. Ramona and Bethany are the most notoriously difficult people to get to know on this show. They're just horrible to new people. Yes. They're like the Vickies of Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
And so Ramona just goes, hi, hi. She keeps her sunglasses on. And then it cuts to Ramona and she says, meeting me hungry is not meeting me at my best, okay?
Ronnie, I can't even believe that when you quoted her just now, you skipped the let's face it. Because she goes, let's face it. Meeting me when I'm hungry, you're not meeting me at my best. I can't believe it. We said let's face it this entire podcast. And now she actually says let's face it and you skip right over it.
I don't type down let's face it, you know? She says them all the time. Or okay.
Let's face it. It's expected, okay?
I guess now would be a good time to mention to anyone who's new to the podcast that if we ever mention Geraldine Parsons-Smith, it's not a real person. It's just a fake person we created. And if we ever refer to what's a matter, what's going on, what's happening, those are fictional names for Bethany's assistants. I have to say that now because we always get a new onslaught of who's Geraldine Parsons-Smith? I Googled her. I couldn't find her anywhere. Who is this person? It just happened on our Facebook group. So just putting it out there. We're beginning the season. We have that thing on iTunes. Just trying to get ahead of the story.
So back at the tea party, everybody's showing up in black and Sonia's just so confused. Carol meets Tinsley. And Tinsley's going on about, you know, Palm Beach, color, etc. And Carol says,
oh, so you live here now? You know, I don't think socialites existed anymore, but they do. And they're boarded at Sonia's home for wayward girls.
That actually made me chuckle.
Me too. This is the Carol I like.
Yeah, me too.
He's just being shitty, but in a fun, in a good-natured way, and just laughing with her huge dentures. Yeah. I think it's so cute.
And Tinsley says, quote, I've been wearing so much color the past 4 years. The struggle never ends, Ronnie. It just never ends. So much color.
What to do? I even straightened my hair for a week. It almost put me down. And so Ramona is showing her through Sonia's house. Like, Ramona is the most insensitive human being alive. She goes, yeah, this is a house. This is a living room, okay? And those are the dogs. One is named Milu with something.
Oh, damn.
A very proud dog. A very proud dead dog.
Did you not go to Milu's cremation ceremony and get little bits of Milu all over your face like everybody else? How dare you, ma'am?
Do you not still have Milu's 9/11 ashes on you? Do you not still have them?
So Bethany's on her way with some friend.
I remember going to a tea party at 3:30.
Terry's wearing black, by the way. How could you, Terry? How could you?
How dare you, ma'am?
The whole crusty vagina crew is up here in pastels.
So Ramona and Carol are outside talking, and Ramona says she's talking about this fight with Dorinda and how she invited Dorinda and Sonia to stay with her in the Berkshires. Okay?
No, the Hamptons.
Right?
Better.
Oh, in the Hamptons. Yeah, that's right. She won't go to the Berkshires. She says, in the Hamptons, they were supposed to both stay with me, but they're fighting. So I had to tell Sonia there's a change of plans. And Carol says, wait, you disinvited Sonia? And she goes, no, I said change of plans, not disinviting. It's totally different things. When you change of plans, you change plans. When you disinvite, you say you're not invited anymore. Carol's like,
oh, I've been a reporter for ABC News for 15 years.
And then Ramona, I'm sorry, Ben, but Ramona says my favorite thing of the whole episode. She goes, I thought they could make up and both stay, but she's not boring the hot jet. The fuck? Who are you?
Oh my God, that was amazing. There's nothing left to say about that. It was just amazing.
Because I interrupted you. I used to have to do that on ABC News for 15 years.
So Carol's like, what else is going on? And Ramona says, I've been having frisky dates. That's why I'm covering my neck right now. She goes,
oh, hickeys. I love hickeys.
And Ramona goes, well, I love kissing. It's a whole adventure. I'm like, this is a terrible adventure. I don't want to imagine Ramona's The Art of Kissing by Ramona Singer. What sort of adventure is that? Is that an adventure where, like, you hear stories of it about a crew of people who went over a waterfall and all perished or were eaten by cannibals? Like, that's the adventure I imagine with Ramona, because when Ramona kisses people.
How do you even give that neck a hickey? Like, without choking on, like,
it's
waddles.
Like a lamprey. Yeah. It's like...
So Tinsley comes out to meet them. Wait,
no.
Is this what they're cutting back and forth?
No. So Carol starts talking about again that she's like talking about how she's more informed than Ramona, because one of them says like, I'm sorry about the other day at Bethany's, and Carol was like, no. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I shouldn't have been mean because no, I am more informed than you, etc. And Ramona's like,
then the casual reader,
yeah.
And Ramona says, I'm pretty informed.
You don't get to where I am without being informed.
Like, where is that?
Yeah, where?
How do you think I got to where I am in life without being informed, right?
I don't know. Where you are in life, I'm not so sure that's like the personification of being informed about things, as evidenced by your uninformed surgeries. Where your eyes are now on your temples.
Yeah, you're currently in a patio with deep crevasses with a Hamburglar face talking to someone who's insisting that she knows everything.
Oh, man.
Because she worked at ABC News. So, congrats!
So then over in Bethany's car, Bethany and her friend Terry are still driving over, and they have the realization that people are probably going to be wearing hats at this party. And Bethany's, well, I'm sure like Luann's going to. And then Bethany goes, well, I don't think there's a hat that can fit Luann's head. And then they cut to Luann wearing a gigantic gallon hat walking down the street. And she just goes, well, I hope they're wearing hats. And it just cuts to commercial.
So Bethany enters and there's clown music. And Bethany's like, what the hell? It's that's color. I'm the older person in color. I look like a fucking pinata in here.
Like a little fucking pinata. I'm like, what? I mean, if you're a pinata, I think the only thing anyone's getting out of that is a Tootsie Roll. Like one single Tootsie Roll.
Like when she brings this big gift basket and she gives it to bitchy waiter or a bitchy butler. And she's like,
all right, this is a basket. Okay. This is plastic. It's wrapped with plastic, so rain can't get on it. Okay, and inside there's tea. All right, so tea because it's a tea party. And you, like, put water in it, and then tea comes out, okay? And there's just, like, sugar, which you can put in the tea if you want, or Splenda, like, whatever. Do you understand?
And he's just looking at her like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what a gift basket is, okay?
Get your pinata face out of mine, okay? That's not funny. So I was beaten up a lot as a child. By people who are blindfolded.
So she comes in and Bethany enters and Tinsley goes right up to her. You know, she's like, oh, hi, I'm Tinsley. And she goes, hi, and walks away.
And Tinsley's like, I feel like she wasn't very nice. She could have been warmer. I'm like, Tinsley, We know you've seen this show. Don't pull the jewels thing, okay? We had that last season. It's Bethany. She's going to be frosty. It's going to take a while. If you take a turkey out of the freezer, you got to wait a few hours before it warms up.
But I'm famous. So Luann enters and kisses Tinsley, and she's like, oh, I haven't seen you since Palm Beach. Blah, 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 blah. So they've been friends for a long time. Everybody kisses, and Luann's like, well, still icy with me and Bethany. And Bethany goes, wow,
look at that hat. Lo and behold, there's a seat for every ass and a hat for every head.
And then they just are totally fake to each other. It's like, hi, I love the hair.
It's always back to the hair, isn't it? No, but seriously, I love the hair. Okay, well, thanks. I like your gown.
So Ramona starts grilling Tinsley on the other side of this tiny patio. She's like,
so Tinsley, are you married?
Which she knows the answer to all of this shit.
Yes,
you know?
Tinsley of course says no. She's looked it up.
Separated. Do you have children? Okay. Do you regret not having kids with your husband before you lost the double P?
And Tinsley actually doesn't fall for it and get mad. And instead she says, oh, of course I regret it. But now I'm 41 and, you know, I just got to keep trying. And I've still got a curling iron. So look up. And Ramona's like, oh, my God, this woman is amazing. Okay. Yeah. I can really appreciate a woman who can admit that she's just a stupid slut that lost everything. Because in America, you could do better.
Well, even more importantly is that Tinsley totally took away Ramona's power by just immediately talking about how she has a mugshot. And then Tinsley's like, well, I don't know why. I always seem to talk about it all the time. It's like my version of therapy. I'm like, no, this is not a therapeutic move. You were taking away Ramona's ammunition because, you know, she was totally ready to shoot a scene with Dorinda and be like, you know what I saw? I went on the internet and I saw a mugshot of Tinsley and her eyebrows look like a boomerang. Okay.
Happy birthday, Tinsley. I got you a mug with your mugshot on it. Too much?
Is it too on the nose or are those just your eyebrows?
So, yeah, Tinsley's like, yeah, I just bring it up all the time. Like Tourette's. Like, I just have to say it. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Tinsley. I have a mugshot. I was arrested. Stalked a boyfriend. So Ramona decides to be positive, and she's like,
everything happens for a reason, Tinsley. You know, good things come out of negative things come out of negative comes positive. It takes balls to do what she did, which I see a lot of now because I'm dating. I'm single, ready to mingle, okay?
Literally, it takes balls. If you're going to break into someone's home, you got to throw a ball through the window so you can crawl in, okay?
At this point in the series, they don't even give Bethany full scenes. They're like, cut to Bethany saying something totally bitchy. Yeah. So they cut to Bethany. She's like, I'm going to taste this. Is this good? Nope. It's disgusting. It's like mint water. What is this? And then they cut away again.
And then she basically just like, by the way, she just like leaves her friend at the... well, I guess that's later, but she's like, okay, Terry, you want to stay? You want to stay? Okay, bye. Terry's like, wait, hold on, what? So then Luann and Sonia have a talk, and Luann's like, so, Sonia, I don't like the negative things you've been saying. You know, things undermining, saying that you'll be with me even after marriage falls apart. And Sonia's like, well, you know, I just, you know, like, I'm mad at Dorinda because, you know, what kind of friend introduces you to a player like that? I was like, oh, Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia says, I was being nice. I mean, I was saying I'll be there for you.
Even when your marriage inevitably falls apart, which it will because Tom keeps going down to the Regency and boning lots of different women. And then teaching them backgammon.
And Sonia says, so that was a fluke moment at the Regency Hotel when he's just making out with some girl. And she's, that was a year ago. That was the past. And now I'm getting angry, Sonia. I'm getting angry now.
Even if I'm wearing a vintage Ralph Lauren pattern, it doesn't mean I can't get angry.
So she's like, I don't trust Tom, and that's why I'm not in the wedding party. So they just basically agree to, right. I don't even know what they agree to. Just to, I guess, be nice, still be friends.
Sort of. And then, but Lou is now launching her new theory, which is that she thinks Sonia is jealous of Luann's burgeoning friendship with Dorinda, how they've become so close, which is funny because it wasn't that long ago that Sonia was accusing Luann of being jealous of her and Ramona. Remember when Luann was feeling on the outs?
Yeah, these ladies. Like, no one is jealous of you guys. Yeah, I can guarantee. Luann's even each other.
So then Luann, of course, is like, Sonia feels like she just missed the yacht.
That yacht was borrowed.
I'm like, the Harbor Cruise does not count.
You do not own that yacht. You, please do not front, young lady.
You do not. I had my prom on that yacht, okay? That is not just yours, okay? I have memories from 1996.
So Ramona is telling Sonia about not inviting Dorinda because... Oh, no. Sonia is... Wait, Ramona is saying that Sonia's still mad at Dorinda. But the Berkshires, okay? Because she didn't get to go to the Berkshires last year. And Sonia, sure enough, is mad. She's like, I can't believe that she would do that to me. I know. It's like so long ago. And it's she's so totally... stupid
of all the things, yeah.
Yeah, all the things. So Bethany's like, let it go, okay? Like, all that happened in the Berkshires is that I was called a hair stealer and a whore. So there, the end.
You're caught up. Jammies. That's it. That's it. And a strange Santa showed up. And Dorinda made two cakes, which didn't make sense because she can put one cake on top of the other and totally crush the other cake. Like, literally, I can't. Like, honestly, I don't even understand anything about the Berkshires anymore.
And then I like when she was making fun of Ramona, though. That was really funny. She's like, so what the hell? It says Kylo's a Wonderland. And here you are at a funeral. Like, a scarf? Because I'm dating. She goes, oh, that scarf. Seriously? What are you in Greece? What do you got? Chills? Are they multiplying?
I like when Ramona totally negged Luann's outfit. Ramona's like, Luann. I love this. This reminds me of when I was in fashion, and I'd see this in Connecticut a lot. It's like what I'm seeing. This looks like it's something at Talbots. It's so great. I love it. It's very Talbots. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Caldors. Remember Caldors? It was around in the 80s. That's what this looks like. You know, something you'd see on their on sale rack. That's what it looks like, Luann. I love it. Luann's like, well, actually, it's Ralph Lauren vintage, but, you know. Ralph Lauren? Well, you know, even he makes mistakes.
So Tinsley is with Ramona and Carol talking about how Sonia's helping them date, and they just laugh in her face.
Yeah.
And then Bethany's like,
you know what? I'm going to eat a little bite of the sandwich. Okay, look, I'm eating a bite of sandwich. All right, I'm going. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. I'm out of here. Seriously, bye.
And Tinsley basically thinks she's a total bitch, but says it in a very nice way. And then on her way out, Bethany's like,
all right, bye. You know, I mean, it was fine, but at least I'm not in a prairie dress like Luann. Yeah.
And then Sonia goes, oh, no, I thought it was that designer Laura Ashley. And the butler goes, Salvation Army.
Yeah, Bethany was like, that's amazing. I love this queen, which makes me think that Bethany might like us. By the way, I want
to... snarky, shitty little butler.
Yeah, he's like the reincarnation of Bernie the cook from Beverly Hills. And you know what was funny? It was that when Bethany was saying that Ramona looked like whoever from Greece, I don't know if you noticed it, but the butler, the borrowed butler, was standing behind Ramona, and he just goes, ugh. Like, how dare you, Sully, musical theater.
Yeah, she looked like Sandy from Greece, and that Sandy scarf in the end when she comes out and she's all sexy all of a sudden.
Yeah, she's conformed for her man, just like a woman should.
Yeah, exactly. When she learns how to keep a husband... Right, girls.
When she learns the most important thing is to be naughty right now and then eventually transition into a Ralph Lauren print that looks like it's from Laura Ashley. I do have to say, Luann is normally on point with her fashion, but that was, even I could tell, and I'm not even very good with fashion, even I could tell, it looked like upholstery.
Yeah, it did.
Even if it is Ralph Lauren.
Lauren, okay.
And then we saw
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode, Ben.
I know. I'm excited for next week's New York City because, as we saw in the preview, Ramona goes, let's face it, she's being a B.I. And that's a direct quote. She said, let's face it again twice in this episode.
Let's face it.
You guys, what a wonderful day. We did it. We are at the end of our Real Housewives of New York City recap tomorrow. Oh my God, tomorrow, Southern Charm and Crabbin's Mailbag. I seem to remember that our Southern Charm recap was really funny this week. So everyone go listen to that. You're going to enjoy it. And by tomorrow, I mean on Friday, because I'm going to post this now and it's still technically Thursday. So, or yeah. Wednesday. I don't know what time
it
is.
Southern Charm was super fun this week.
Super fun. So everyone, thanks for listening. Go to watchforcrappins.com to find our social media, and you know, patreon.com/watchforcrappins to do things like Crappins Mailbag or a listener spotlight, or if you just want to hear our bonus episode this week, which was super fun because we talked about meeting all sorts of Vanderpump Rules people at a Star Magazine party. So go listen to that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.